Well, the developers are of a mind to knock down or relocate the old screen and the projection room, which are the only two elements of the old drive-in which are heritage listed. The rest of the infrastructure there, the paved area, the entry gates and so on, are not part of the heritage list. We believe, as Heritage Alice Springs, that in fact those two elements can be incorporated in a viable development, which the developers want to do, which is essentially residential housing, and that it could be enhanced with a little corner shop kiosk, and that would enable the site to be used on special occasions, Fridays and Saturday nights, as a venue for young people in town.
Well, given that the developers want to turn it into a residential property, is it not unreasonable, I guess, for them to say, look, it's residential, there's a screen that's in bad decay, you know, projectors don't even work, you know, you can't have two things, it can't be, you know, both a cultural precinct and a residential area. What would you say to that?
I would say rubbish. We have a very fine example with the walk-in theatre, where the Youth Hostel Association has built down by the sales in the mall. They have a very fine example of incorporating heritage elements into a development, a modern development, and I would like anyone who would like to see a good example of that to go and have a look.
David Forrest, spokesperson for the Alice Springs drive-in redevelopment. The disappointing part about the drive-in site at the moment is that it is actually in very, very poor condition. We would like to see that something done in a more appropriate manner that will maybe preserve that kind of memory longer.
What are the implications if the rezoning goes ahead in terms of responsibilities under the Act? Or are you looking to have it delisted?
We're actually looking to have it delisted at this stage, and the screen moved to another site. We've had a number of parties approach us looking for the screen. We don't believe that the actual building has any cultural or architectural significance. It's a Besser Block building with a skillion roof, no particular heritage or architectural feature in design, and the cameras are absolutely trashed. So we're actually suggesting that we strip the cameras down, maybe preserve them in a manner that can be set up as a static display in the park out there, and maybe somewhere else, such as Araluen, if Araluen was interested in that sort of thing.
Was the screen and the projection room with the projectors inside trashed pretty much when you purchased or when your group purchased the property?
Not pretty much, absolutely. They were an absolute mess. It's in fact, this is one of the disappointing parts that we see about this whole thing. It's been a heritage listed drive-in site for a number of years, and we can't see anything that's been done in order to preserve them or protect them.
But isn't the responsibility for preserving these artefacts, I guess, the responsibility of the owners?
Yes, and in this case, obviously the previous owners, because it was done before we got it, but you would suspect that the overall responsibility would be, in a policing sense, the department of the department that administers our Heritage Act, and that certainly hasn't been done.
Some of the speakers today have accused your group of being opportunistic, of taking advantage of the housing crisis as a way to have this property, I suppose, delisted in the hopes to develop and make a profit. What would you say to that?
Yeah.
You're taking advantage of the housing crisis to have heritage properties delisted?
Opportunistic is an emotional term. Opportunistic means that someone will take advantage of an opportunity that exists. And to a certain extent, yeah, that's exactly what's happening here. But at the same time, we're providing something that the community desperately needs. And it doesn't seem like anyone else is actually trying to do that.